I see it all the time.
A body is not an unusual sight for LAPD Sergeant Doug Bowler, at least not since he started working in the department's Central Division.
I've been here 7 months and I've seen way too many.
This latest body, an unidentified man, found behind a tarp on Crocker Street near 3rd.
This is not the first one.
Senior Lead Officer Dion Joseph then brings up an injunction issued last year that prohibits the removal of apparently abandoned items from the streets of Skid Row unless they present an immediate risk to health or safety. If stuff is removed, the city has to hold on to it for 90 days in case someone claims it.
A lot of addicts in the area have piled up garbage and things of that nature on the sidewalk to the point to where it's blocking the sidewalk, and now they have a hiding place to hide and destroy themselves in.
Joseph then tells me about a woman named Tasha.
She was a friend of mine, and Tasha would drink alcohol, nearly drink herself to death. And many times I would be able to walk down the streets and stop her from her self-destructive behavior because I could see her. But as a result of this injunction, she was able to hide inside of her tent in the mix under garbage, and she ended up dying.
Becky Dennison of the LA Community Action Network finds it appalling that the injunction would be cited as a factor in anyone's death.
The injunction does not prevent LAPD or the city in general from picking up any trash. And so if they would just pick up the trash, if this really is a problem that people are hiding in the trash or facing harm within the trash, all they need to do is start picking up the trash again.
Officer Joseph says after the Safer City initiative was launched in 2006, Skid Row deaths dropped. The controversial program brought 50 additional cops to the area, and improvements followed, as did criticism about how the homeless were being treated. But Joseph says they were creating a better, safer environment for the homeless.
But when we have our high hands tied with injunctions because people won't come off the bench to see what's going on down here and then make a decision, that's when people start dying, and it really, really affects us.
Dennison says part of the effort to clean up Skid Row included street sweeps, during which homeless people would leave their stuff on a sidewalk while, say, using a bathroom or getting a meal, and then come back to find it all gone. She contends the city is intentionally failing to clean up Skid Row.
Because they're appealing the decision, and they want to have photos and videos and these horrific circumstances that they can say are caused by the injunction, and that's simply not true.
The city is awaiting a decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Meanwhile, here's what Officer Joseph has to say about the piles of what may or may not be trash.
We're afraid that if we even touch it, you know, we could violate the injunction and then make this thing permanent and hurt the community as a whole.
Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.